Tell me about your weekend, Ashley. You were blood driving for Fane this weekend.
Yes, Fane Signature Group and Fane Family Foundation presented a blood drive this weekend in the town center. We had 29 of 32 people registered before we started the day.
Nice.
So we plus walk-ins, we definitely met Vitalant's goal.
Yeah.
And we were out there representing the foundation.
That's cool.
This weekend. Had a lot of people show up. So
right,
thank you to everybody who came out.
For a specific group? Was that, you know, just a general blood drive that they do all the time?
Just for Vitalant. They had one a couple of weeks ago at the chamber as well. And there's another one coming up in April. So we try to space them out so we can get some good turnout for them.
Right.
It was a great event.
Right on. Yeah. What's your next big FSG event?
Yes. So FSG's next big event is Earth Day on April 22nd. We're going to have Waters Garden Center coming out and doing planting classes for everybody. We're going to have some secondhand clothing shops having clothes for sale, as well as accepting donations.
Very cool.
And shout out to our presenting sponsor, Fane Family Foundation, our media sponsor, TGM and Signals, and some of our brand new sponsors. We have Pioneer Title Agency, Dignity Health YRMC, and Buffalo Wild Wings.
Nice.
So it's going to be a great event. Lots of kids' activities and crafts. So bring the kids after school and take home a free plant with you.
Free plant from Waters?
From Waters,
that's
yes.
Sweet. What was that event actually? Was that Easter? Sorry, what did you say it was?
Earth Day.
Earth Day.
April 22nd.
Nice. Earth Day with a pop-up thrift store and plant shop and everything.
Yes.
Cool. That's
yes.
Awesome. Very cool.
It'll be awesome.
All right, everyone. Welcome to my drive. It's me, Wilson. I'm taking over. We have Ashley Williams from FSG in here because Guy and Alicia, you know, they went to Vegas last week. And they didn't show up. They never came back to work. So we hope they're okay. We hope they're finally way back. We hope they got that...
just playing hooky in Vegas.
Yeah, that vitamin B complex in their system. Have to make a good recovery. But more exciting than Vegas and all their fun stuff is rodeo tickets are finally on sale. 2024 World's Oldest Rodeo Tickets went on sale March 4th. So the rodeo this year goes from July 1st through the July 7th. They have 8 rodeo performances, 2 performances on Saturday the 6th. Don't buy your tickets from anywhere else. We've had people, the most you'll ever pay for a rodeo ticket is something like $40 to $50. And I was hearing stories last year of people saying that they spend like thousands of dollars on rodeo tickets.
Don't do
and
that.
And that is not from an official source.
Don't do that.
That unfortunately is a huge ripoff. The rodeo is the coolest, a great event in Prescott, but please buy your tickets straight from the source because that'll be bad news if you get to miss out on any of that. We have another big exciting thing happening this summer in the country entertainment realm. What's going on
yes.
at Finley on July 27th?
So Dwight Yoakam and the Mavericks are going to be at Finley Toyota Center on Saturday, July 27th. You can go get your tickets now, and they start at only $39.
There we go. Same thing. Cheap ticket for great entertainment in the Quad Cities.
Yes. We have a couple exciting awards going out to people. The Yavapai County Golden Plate Award winners have been announced. What this award is it's a recognition of food service business in Yavapai County that has successfully achieved 3 key fundamental standards for the Golden Plate. So this is about cleanliness and health
yeah,
food standards
nice.
And who is keeping their kitchens up to par and nice and sparkly.
The coolest part is like who won this award. This sounds like a
yes.
restaurant fine dining award, but who
mm-hmm.
actually won this?
Yeah. So a lot of the local schools have won it. Prescott High School and Middle School, Bradshaw High School and Middle School, as well as Essence and Chino Valley, and most of the Prescott Valley elementary schools. I also want to give a shout out to a lot of the Fane Signature Group tenants that have won this award.
Nice.
So Chow Bella, Casa Perez, Rafter 11, and Panda Express. Shout out to you guys for keeping a clean kitchen.
That's a wide range too. You
it
got
is.
Chow Bella and Panda in the same category.
Absolutely.
So that seems to be important.
Don't forget
for
our
service.
Client up in our Chino Valley, Essence. They won an award too.
Yes.
Another
Essence
award?
And Chino Valley too.
Or that Golden Plate Award.
The Golden
they were
Plate
in that
Award.
Group,
yep.
Right on. Lots of great restaurants in the Quad Cities, keeping it clean, keeping it golden, quite frankly. All right. The Phippen Museum presents exceptional fine art by women artists of the West. That's a mouthful. W-A-O-W, Women Artists of the West. They present their 54th national exhibition titled Dream Weavers. They are the oldest juried women's art group in the United States. They've been dedicated to helping aspiring women artists promote their fine artworks in primarily Western subject matter. They have 300 members across the United States and several other countries. The FIPIN is a great place. You want to talk about Western art, period, but this exhibition seems really cool to have women in Western art. They're located at 4701 Highway 89 North, just a few minutes north of downtown Prescott, over on Highway 89, right by the roundabout and the Constellation Trail. That location is beautiful. The museum is beautiful. They got a lot of great people working there, and this is a pretty cool exhibit.
Absolutely. So this weekend is St. Patrick's Day. There's going to be a lot going on, but we want to remind you to stay safe this St. Patrick's Day.
Please stay safe.
Yes. Prescott Valley PD is going to be out enforcing DUI and seatbelt enforcements. They're going to be deploying extra officers to enhance your safety during this weekend. So stay safe. Have a designated driver. Be smart.
Oh, yeah. Biggest, most important part of St. Patty's Day is your driver. PVPD is going to have an eye on you, so don't do anything dumb.
Yes.
No bad choices.
Yes.
There's a lot going on this weekend outside of St. Patrick's Day. Of course, we're going to get to the pub crawl, a big Prescott tradition. But first, we have some Furtastic Finds. Furtastic Finds is a thrift store organized by United Animal Friends. United Animal Friends Furtastic Find is a thrift store located in downtown Prescott, and they're having their anniversary celebration this Saturday, March 16th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can get prizes. They will have dog adoptions up, so you can go find your forever friend. That's a Furtastic Find. They will have refreshments, sidewalk sales, raffle baskets. It can't be missed. So if you want more information, go to unitedanimalfriends.org and head out to downtown Prescott to help celebrate with them this weekend.
Perfect. A great cause. Go check out those dogs. It'll be awesome. Waters is going to be hosting an open house on Friday and Saturday this weekend.
So Waters is actually having some pretty cool stuff going on this year. It's their 62nd spring open house. So 62 years of bringing gardening services to the area, which is amazing. And they're actually going to be introducing a new plant, the Spring Shine Forsythia. And they're going to have a couple of major events this weekend. So on Friday, they're going to have a special gardening class introducing 2024 plants. And then Saturday is the open house where they're going to have some special guest speakers and other fun stuff going on. So check out their website, watersgardencenter.com, for more information on both of these events.
62 years. That's a long time.
It is.
That's 62 years in the same family, right? Because Ken bought that from his father-in-law. So that is,
yeah, I believe, 62 years. Yeah, so, and Lisa is Lisa Waters Lane. So,
that is,
and then
really
they're
cool.
Actually getting ready to pass it down to their daughter. Mm-hmm. They're training her to take over, so it'll all stay in the family.
Awesome. So hopefully the Waters spring open house is a tradition that keeps going for many more generations.
Yes.
This weekend, we got our first home game for the Northern Arizona Wranglers. They are taking on another hometown team, the Arizona Rattlers. We have a ton of good arena football in the state of Arizona because the Rattlers used to win a bunch of those championships. And now the Wranglers have actually won one of those arena football titles. So statewide, we got a lot of good arena football teams. This is the first home game for the Wranglers. We got a special halftime performance by Storm Elite, the greatest cheer squad in the world, maybe the universe. 6 to 9 p.m. this weekend, March 16th. First home game of the year for the Wranglers. Come out and support them. And then after all that, if you still have any energy, let's go drinking. It's St. Patrick's Day on Sunday.
Sunday
the
afternoon.
2024 St. Patrick's Day pub crawl on Whiskey Row. It's on Sunday this year in the afternoon. So it's not Saturday night. It's not Sunday night. We're going in the afternoon to do some day drinking for this St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Free registration at Murphy's and a free t-shirt for the first 500 people. You get a free cab ride from 7 to 11 p.m. provided by AAA Cab. Free water and soda for designated drivers. Free, free, free. We're going to give you a ride.
Yes.
We're going to give you free drinks for your designated driver. We're going to take care of all this for you so you can come out, have a good time, and get home safely. You must have a valid ID to register. For more information, visit murphysprescott.com. Because downtown, they really got you covered all year round. You got the boot drop. You got St. Patrick's Day. You got something fun to do down there for every major holiday. So
definitely,
this weekend, St. Patrick's Day.
Drink some green beer.
Yeah. We talked about rodeo tickets being on sale, but a guy who knows a lot about rodeo tradition is Bill Pierce. He was just on the rodeo podcast Ride With Us with Greg Mangarelli. And we just put out that episode of him. He was in here for like 2 hours sharing amazing stories because he had his hands. Literally, this one guy is like responsible for the rodeo still happening. Yeah. In the 60s, this rodeo was going to falter. It was going to close down. Yep. And he walked around and fundraised to get this thing back off the ground. So
that's awesome.
He was also hugely instrumental in the production of Junior Bonner, the rodeo movie with Steve McQueen that was filmed in Prescott. That was the feature of the 2022 rodeo. So Bill Pierce is a super interesting guy. Ride With Us with Greg Mangarelli. Episode 4 is now on cast11.com. So go check it out. Ashley, what's our idealio of the week?
Yes, El Charro Norte gourmet tacos every Thursday. Get those idealios.
Gourmet tacos.
Perfect.
El Charro Norte, the unofficial town hall of Chino Valley.
Yes.
You know, that's where you go meet the big movers and shakers out there. That's where they are at happy hour.
Tacos sound cool. Good.
Anything exciting going on at Fane besides all of your awesome events?
Well, along the same lines of the events, we are looking for sponsors for the 2024 Town Center events.
Oh, very cool.
So we have lots of big events going on.
We're going to
have a huge Dia de los Muertos celebration with an immersive experience in the Turf Park. We're going to have Christmas at Town Center for the second time this year with the tree lighting and all of that good stuff.
That's awesome.
Like I mentioned, our next one is Earth Day. We are also going to have a Kentucky Derby Watch Party, the Summer Concert Series, and a Summer Solstice Music Festival. And those are just a handful of the events. There's a bunch more.
So this
more.
Is year-long. We're not stopping.
Year-long.
It's going to be fun parties all year long.
Yep.
That's awesome, because Prescott Valley is such an awesome family-oriented entertainment town. They have a couple great venues around the holidays, and now it sounds like we're going to have great events all year long.
Yes,
so if
definitely.
You're a business owner and you want to come join us, throw some cool events for the families and the kids in town to have fun, feel good about your money, come sponsor some cool events.
Yes, and get some prime marketing in downtown Prescott Valley. So come join Pioneer Title Agency, Dignity Health, and Buffalo Wild Wings. If you're interested in being a sponsor, please email me at ashley@thanesignaturegroup.com.
Right on. Lots of great stuff going on at the ranch.
Yes.
The ranch, the town center.
Rafter 11.
Cool. All right. Anything else?
That's what I have.
Cool. All right. Well, this goes out specifically to Guy and Alicia. Watch out for those roundabouts.
See you next time.
See you later.